What's up, everybody? Anton Krella here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. So I was just checking on YouTube Creator Studio, if you don't know what that is. If you have a YouTube channel, that's where you check comments, analytics, things like that. And a comment just came in on one of my more recent videos where somebody just said, "Help, I need more traffic." So traffic obviously meaning website visitors, and I simply just gave them a quick link to a playlist that I have on YouTube that has, I don't know, 20 something videos on how to get traffic. So if they hadn't seen that yet, that should at least point them in the right direction. But I also just wanted to hop on quick, record this episode, and address them and really everybody else that has an e-commerce store or is in the process of building one or thinking about building one that has this concern about traffic. Because obviously, you know, it's true. If you build it, they will not come. You need to put effort into it. But I think people, I think people might approach this the wrong way or have the wrong intuition about what is to come, right? When you turn traffic on. So first thing I just want to mention, and you're familiar with this if you're part of my coaching program over at Dropship Lifestyle, but you do not need all the traffic in the world. You only need the right traffic. Now, this is especially true if you are selling high ticket products like I do and recommend. So let's just say, hypothetically, your average order value on your store was $1,000. And let's say your conversion rate was 3%. If you had 100 qualified people visit your site every day and your 3% conversion rate happened, you would have three sales. You would do $3,000 in revenue off 100 website visitors. So that's first things first. If people see traffic numbers that are maybe, let's just say, 40 unique visitors a day in the beginning or 50, just know that's still enough to own a massive store. If, again, your pricing is right, and more importantly, if it is the right type of traffic. So one place I think people get, again, stuck up or held up, I should say, in the beginning is looking at their traffic volume and thinking, I need so much more traffic. And again, the caveat to that is that's true if you're looking to make money and you're selling low ticket products, because you simply would need much more traffic to do enough volume to then generate real revenue that would equate to more net profit. But if you're going with what I do and what I teach over at dropshiplifestyle.com, again, high ticket products, then you don't need all the traffic. So let's just get that out of the way. Okay. Next thing I would say to anybody, and you know, this person and anybody else struggling saying, "Help, I need traffic," is, okay, let's look at where you actually are, right? As a business and where you're at financially. So I'm assuming this concern is coming from either not having a lot of money to invest into paid traffic, or possibly because maybe this person spent a lot of money on traffic already. And again, I'm just, you know, I'm guessing here, but possibly they spent money on traffic already and that money hasn't led to sales, and maybe they stopped spending money on traffic, right? So there are two things that I would recommend. And this, again, really does apply to everybody that's looking to get traffic to their store, the right type of traffic with, let's call it, a limited budget. Now, there's two ways to get traffic. One of them is free and one of them is paid. Now, on the free side, this is something everybody should put what I would call the minimum viable amount of effort into in the beginning, because it's simply just extra traffic, extra money. Again, it's not going to be a ton, but it's free money. So obviously use best practices for on-site SEO, search engine optimization. I teach this in a lesson in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint. It's called Search Engine Domination. It's like a 2.5 hour long training I have sharing everything I know and I do for on-site SEO. So focus on that. If you do it right, you will get direct free traffic to your product pages. Second thing I recommend and encourage you to do to get free traffic is to use Google product listings, not Google product listing ads. We'll talk about those in a minute, but there's a free version. And basically, to get your products, your whole product catalog, to appear for free on Google product listings, all you need to do is set up a Google Merchant Center account, make sure you turn on that you want to appear in the product listings, link your product feed from Shopify to Google Merchant Center. And when you do that and everything's approved, you'll get free traffic from there as well. Now, those two things should be enough to have traffic trickle in. Again, it should be the right type of traffic, because you're going to be getting doing long tail searches for products on the Google organic side, and you're going to be getting direct hits for products on the Google product listings. So between those two, again, it's not going to be, for most people, this massive flood of traffic, but it should be the right kind, should bring in sales consistently that cost you $0 to acquire. So that is a win. Now, if you want to keep focusing on the free side here, right, just to build a bankroll to get initial traction, something else you can do is post your best-selling products in cities that have the most traffic on Craigslist. So wherever that may be, right? Maybe Los Angeles, New York City, Manhattan, go on there, and in the for sale section, you can post your products. Now, you can't spam this, because your postings will get flagged and taken down, but make, you know, a few posts a week. Again, it's just extra traffic. It could bring in free sales, and it's costing you maybe 10 minutes of time per post instead of a bunch of money into ads to get the ball rolling. Now, similarly, you can replicate what I just said and do the same thing on Facebook Marketplace. So again, another free source of traffic. These aren't things, the marketplace free side of things that I recommend doing once you're generating consistent revenue and profit. But in the beginning, again, if it is a budgetary concern, that is a way to get the ball rolling and have money come in. Now, the next thing that I'll move to is the paid side of things, right? Because obviously, you know this if you've listened to anything that I've put out there in the world in the past decade, but I am a huge fan of paid traffic. What I will say before I recommend how to start is that there are tons and tons and tons of different ways to actually get traffic, you know, on the paid side. A lot of them work, a lot of them don't. A lot of them work to an extent. And that's why in the beginning, I encourage you to be laser focused with where your advertising dollars go in the beginning. Because I'll tell you, you know, back when I was first getting into e-commerce back in 2007, and as I was scaling up in 2008 and 2009, I knew nothing about tracking, meaning how to see where orders came from. And I was basically just putting money into every ad platform I could find. My revenue was going up, still super profitable, but I had no idea where the profits were coming from. So at that time, traffic was super high. Again, revenue was still super high, profits super high, but I didn't know what was causing it. And then eventually, some point down the line, I can't remember back when it was, maybe 2010, 11, something like that, I figured out how to properly attribute sales to different traffic platforms. And I realized a large portion of my ad budget was going towards platforms that were either bringing in no sales, so simply losing money, or they were bringing in some sales, but at a loss, at a negative return on ad spend, meaning I was getting less than a dollar back for every dollar I put in. And my goal is to always have 10 or more dollars back for every dollar I put into ads. So, you know, long story short, what I was able to do once I noticed this is drastically cut ad spend. It did decrease traffic, but the traffic that was coming were still the people that were buying, and that were buying at profitability, right? At a positive, strong return on ad spend that was within my KPI, which allowed me to then just have a stronger, healthier business that made more money, that was more profitable. And, you know, I've been doing that ever since, right? The rest is history, as they say. So with that all being said, it's, and I see this all the time, even in like our private Facebook groups for members of our coaching programs, but people see all these ads for different advertising platforms, kind of ironic. They also get emails once you open a Shopify store from all these people saying, hey, you can advertise here or there, or try this service we offer. Listen, all you want to do in the beginning, if your question is help, I need traffic, is focus on Google product listing ads and do it with an extremely limited budget. So PLAs, they are my favorite. This is similar to Google product listings, except with product listing ads, you appear at the top of the search. That's where the sponsored ads are. And if you want to see what these look like, just go to google.com, search for any product or variation of a product name or even in a niche name, and you'll see them at the top of Google search results. Those are product listing ads. If you click shopping, the little shopping tab on Google, you'll see the product listing ads above the product listings. So that's where they appear. So start with that. Don't let anything else distract you. All these other platforms you can list on or advertise on, don't divert your budget in the beginning, because I'm telling you, more than 9 times out of 10, you know, 9.99 times out of 10, your best return on ad spend from paid traffic will come from Google product listing ads. And with your limited budget, when you first start, maybe it's $10 a day, $20 a day, $30 a day, only put that into Google PLAs, product listing ads. And as that scales, right, as you get data in your account, which will start coming from day one, you can make the decisions of where to add negative keywords, where to increase your cost per click for certain products, where to decrease your cost per click for certain products, where to make your product pages more more attractive, right? More optimized for conversions so people will buy. But don't go, you know, try a little of this, a little of that. No, put the money into what works. Focus on the free side. That will answer the question of help, I need more traffic. It's not even a question, it's a statement. But that is how to do it. And then of course, as those ads become profitable, which should happen relatively fast if you have the rest of the blueprint right, again, what I teach over at dropshiplifestyle.com, then you're simply scaling from there. You're making more money. You're increasing your budgets while maintaining your return on ad spend. And then maybe you eventually, you know, dabble with Facebook ads. Maybe you dabble with Bing ads. Maybe you start to even test out a few different platforms, but never, ever, ever do that from the beginning thinking, I just need more traffic. Let me try a little bit of everything, because you won't even have enough data to know what's working and what's not. And, you know, to put it as simple as possible, to be quite frank, that would be a waste of time. So I'm at the studio now, guys. Hopefully you got value from this one. If you did, you know, leave the podcast a review, would be greatly appreciated. I check those all on Apple Podcasts. I am going to go in now. I'm going to hit some golf balls in the simulator, and then I'm going to do a couple calls. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.